The Foundation for Excellence in Education has started a new website called Why Proficiency Matters. So what is proficiency and why does it matter?
Well, being proficient in a subject means a student has demonstrated mastery of that subject matter, that they know it well enough that they can apply it to real-world situations. And why proficiency matters is because telling parents that their child is proficient or not proficient is what matters in making sure their child is ready for college, career, or military readiness when they leave school. Every state gives a state test. Most Florida residents probably know or have heard of the FCAT. Many of them are probably familiar with the FSA, Florida Standards Assessment. But what a lot of people may not realize is the state of Florida, just like every other state, gets to set a proficiency cut score, a line that says, this is the score that we believe means a child is proficient or grade level. What differs from state to state is how high that bar is. And so there is a national test called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. And it's really important to look at what is the gap between how your students are doing on the national test compared to how they're doing on the state test, because that gap tells you how honest is your state being to parents with how their individual child is doing.
In your survey, Florida was near the top of the list of states. Our gap was about 20 percentage points, depending on the grade and the subject. Neighboring Alabama was near the bottom of the list, and their gap was around 50 percentage points, depending on the grade and the subject. What do those differences say?
Let's give an example. On the fourth grade reading test in 2013, which was the last year we have national test scores, the national test said that 39% of Florida's fourth graders could read proficiently. But on Florida's test in 2013, we said 60% could read proficiently or on grade level. So Florida was actually sending home test scores to parents, and for 21% of them in the fourth grade, we were saying, your child's doing fine. We don't want our kids to be the kids who graduate from high school, go on to college, and realize they can't actually take college credit work. Because all throughout K through 12, we've been telling parents, oh, no, your child's fine.
Most states are in the process or have already moved to new math and language arts standards based on Common Core. With those standards come new tests. There are two kind of nationally developed tests that one of the goals was that all the states that are participating in those tests will agree to set the same cut score. Florida is a state that decided to go with its own test, but will those national tests help set the bar for the rest of the states? Will we see this gap start to disappear?
Well, I think that would certainly be the desire. I think that was the intent. For Florida parents, the opportunity is actually this fall because our students just took the new Florida Standards Assessment. When those scores come back, the State Board of Education, the Commissioner of Education, will convene teachers and business leaders and parents and will actually look at the data on the tests and will make recommendations for setting that proficiency cut score, that bar that tells you whether or not a child is proficient. Are they going to be ready? And that's a really important process.
Patricia Levesque is with the Foundation for Excellence in Education. Thank you so much for the time.